Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, reports this morning suggest that the launch of the auto-enrolment pension scheme has been delayed. The Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys, had said the new retirement savings scheme for workers would be in place by the end of this year, and rollout was expected on the 1st of January 2025. But Charlie Weston is writing in the Irish Independent that it will be next year before it's rolled out. It's being introduced to offset the so-called pensions time bomb expected in the coming decades due to Ireland's ageing population and inadequate private savings. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Owen McGee, personal finance expert. So, Owen, will it surprise you if, in fact, this scheme has been delayed again?
Not at all. Like, I'm going to be honest, it took them so long to appoint Tata Consultancy. So Tata have been put in place by the government to kind of administer this and run the whole project. And it took them forever to even appoint them. They were only appointed a few months ago. And now their job is, like, one of their biggest jobs is to go and find an asset manager. And what I mean by that is someone who's actually going to manage the money. And my understanding from talking to people within the industry, there's nobody really interested in it. Not here, not abroad, nobody. Everyone's looking at it kind of going, I'm talking about the asset managers here, they're kind of looking at it going, there's not enough money in this for us. We're not going to be really bothered about it. Come back to us in 10 years' time when there's loads of contributions gone in. So I think they have a real task there, Tata do, on behalf of the government, have a real task in finding an asset manager. Never mind getting all the other stuff in place. Like, it's supposed to be rolled out on January 1st. And there's no communication going on. Employers aren't really sure. They know something's coming down the line, but it hasn't really been explained to them how it's going to be administered, how it's all going to work. And that's just the employers, never mind the staff and the people, us, who are going to be the ones who are paying our money into this. I really think it was very, very ambitious of them to be announcing the 1st of January next year. And I would say to you, to everyone listening, 1st of January 2026 is hopeful, but I wouldn't even be sure of that.
All right, so a whole year out from the plan date is what you foresee. You're in no doubt, though, that auto-enrolment, that was a piece of legislation you feel was needed, was it?
Absolutely. Like, if you look at it, countries, like, we're not the first to do this. Auto-enrolment, just to remind everyone what auto-enrolment is, when you join, right now, if you join a company and it has a pension scheme in the company, you sign paperwork and you join the pension scheme. And that's what happens. With auto-enrolment, what happens is, if you don't want to join the pension scheme, you have to sign paperwork. But if you don't sign anything at all, you automatically get enrolled in the pension. So if you do nothing, you become a contributor, you start contributing to the pension. So it makes it much easier. There's no barriers to entry because you don't have to sign anything to start up in the pension. And other countries who have done this, it's been really clear. Like, I think it was 2012, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 2012, the UK introduced this. And at the time, they had similar kind of participation rates, is what we call them. Participation rates is the number of people in employment who actually have a pension. So in the private sector in Ireland, about one in three people have a pension in their workplace. That means two in three people don't have a pension in their workplace. And they were at similar rates. Now, here we are kind of 10, 12 years later, looking at the UK, they're up at kind of 85, 90% because of auto-enrolment, because those barriers were dropped. And it just meant you didn't have to do anything and you automatically went into the pension. And that's the difference. So the legislation is absolutely required. And it's something, it's Claire, don't get me wrong, it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. What they're introducing is good, but it's far from perfect. And there's a lot of improvements could be made, but it's a start and we need to start somewhere because we do not have enough coverage right now.
Okay, and you said that there's problems with this legislation as far as you're concerned. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
What stands out for you from what you've seen so far, areas that you've concerns about?
Well, one of the things, like, my biggest problem, and it's more behavioural than anything else, my biggest problem, I always remember, and this is about 20 years ago, Claire, I was in a taxi, and a taxi driver said to me, what do you do? And I said, oh, I work for one of the big pension companies at the time. I work for such and such a company. Oh, pensions, I have one of them. It only costs me 50 quid a month. It's really cheap, right? And what that told me was, that taxi driver felt his pension box was ticked. And the fear I have here is people are going to start off with auto-enrolment where they'll be putting in 1.5%. and their employer will be putting in 1.5%, and the government will make a contribution. And it'll take us about 10 years before it's 6% and 6% and a contribution from the government. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. And my fear is people will say, oh, I have a pension now. This auto-enrollment thing has sorted me out. It's a big problem, because my concern is people who actually go out and go to the effort of working out how much do I need to put into my pension and do it by themselves are better covered than people who do it because work just set it up for them.
Yeah,
and
but this is the government setting up for them. On the other side of that, Owen, it is a start, and it is in addition to the state pension. So it's certainly better than nothing. And if you're starting out in your career, 1.5% might be an okay place to begin, as long as you bump it up as you go along.
Yeah, but you do. People do need to inform themselves. They need to make sure that they're keeping an eye on it, they're looking at it. And no, sorry, Claire, I want to make sure I'm positive here. This is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I want it to start. There are 800,000 people in Ireland who are in the workforce who have no pension. Anything is better than nothing. And this is a great start. And it's really phase two that I'm hoping is just going to, they're really going to ramp it up in terms of the education, the information, the just making sure that people know what they're involved in, and that they're taking responsibility for them, for themselves, because the figures just don't back it up. We are not, there's not going to be enough there from the state to look after us from, particularly from 2050 onwards. Like, that's a big problem, and they're the big stats that we have. So right now, Claire, 5 people work for every 1 person retired. And those 5 people pay PRSI. And those PRSI contributions cover everything from disability benefits, unemployment benefits, but they also pay for your old age pension. And by the time 2050 comes around, there'll only be 2 people working for every 1 person retired. The maths don't work. And that's why we need things like auto-enrollment, and we need people to take responsibility for their own pensions.
Owen McGee, personal finance expert, thank you for joining me. Well, we did ask the Department of Social Protection about whether there are any delays in appointing an asset manager. In response, it said the department will be conducting a public procurement for investment managers in the coming weeks. And in relation to any delays to the scheme, the department said the Minister, Heather Humphreys, has prioritised auto-enrolment since her appointment. It said after decades of talk but little action, the legislation to give effect to the scheme has now been passed by both houses of the Iraq this and enacted. The department said the start date for the first enrolments under the scheme will be announced as part of Budget 2025, which, as we know, is coming up on the 1st of October. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.